we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday, Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs, and this is the Refresh Radio broadcast. It's brought to you by Merritt Assembly of God, where I've had the privilege of pastoring for 23 and a half years. We're coming up here in just a little, or right at a month from now, of celebrating our, what will be our 64th anniversary. And my wife and I, we'll be working there. We're on our 23rd and a half year of being the pastors there. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, and we are just so thankful for what God has been doing and for the faith he's been stirring in people's hearts to believe for even greater things. We are believing for breakthrough in our community, and by breakthrough, that doesn't mean that we're believing for more things to come in just so that we can have life easier, but we're believing for breakthrough so that heaven's resources can come our direction so that we can minister to more people more effectively, see more souls saved, more young people trained up in the ways of the Lord so that they go on to live godly and productive and powerful lives for the glory of God. So we do want to invite you to our vintage service today at 11. It will be in our sanctuary. Would love to have you come and be a part of that as we celebrate what God is doing. I don't know if you have ever made a long trip and you just got to where you felt like you needed a break. That's kind of what our vintage service is. It is that midweek refresher that comes by Wednesday. You've already gone through Sunday or Monday and Tuesday, and it can just give you that little bit of a spiritual turbocharge to make it through the rest of the week in victorious fashion for the glory of God. So if you would like to come be a part of us on that day, we do invite you to do that. We also have our kids ministry that is coming up tonight. At 6 o'clock is when we start serving food. 6:30 is the dinner. Last week, our kids served their mothers for Mother's Day, and that was a whole lot of fun. That was an idea. Believe it or not, my wife and our children's minister Sharon Butler, they had both come up with the same idea independently of one another. And we're planning on doing the same thing. And so when we got together and planned it, it got kicked up a notch, and it was an absolutely wonderful event. So that is coming up tonight at 6. We will be serving the kids food. In case you wonder, we have anywhere from 15 to 20 kids. So it's a pretty decent sized group. We break up into some smaller classes. All of our teachers are background checked, and so it is a safe environment for where they have fun, they worship the Lord, and they learn about Jesus. So we thank our children's ministry team for all that they do on reaching kids here in Brevard County. Today is a special day for me. I told you earlier in the week that this is my birthday week. It comes up on Friday. And so I always look forward to that. And, you know, weather permitting, we'll probably find a golf course someplace. But a year ago, I suffered a detached retina and didn't know what a detached retina was. I do now. And so if you want to know the warning signs of that, if you start seeing unexpected flashes of light, if you start seeing Coke splatter where there is no Coke splatter, you need to get to an eye doctor right away. The person that I want to say thank you to today is Dr. Hirschberger of Florida Eye Associates. She has worked extensively. I will be seeing her this afternoon for a follow-up. She not only worked on that eye, she is helping me to make sure that the other eye does not suffer from the same effects. And I want you to know I'm very diligent. Now, listen, if you want somebody who can help you to retain or regain your vision, she is excellent at what she does. And quite simply, she will speak to you very straight and very forthrightly. And if you will follow her instructions, she will help to restore as much vision as can possibly be regained in your eye. And so I'm very thankful for Dr. Hirschberger and all of the work that her team has done at Florida Eye Associates. And so I just wanted to take this opportunity today to say thank you to her. And I'll be seeing her today. I think it's this afternoon sometime. So if you see her this morning, say, "Hey, I heard about you this morning on the radio program," and I'm just very grateful for the expertise that it probably took her years to develop so that my eye and my life was greatly improved because of all of her sacrifices. And so thank you, Dr. Hirschberger. So let's get into Isaiah chapter 6. We're not going to go back and read everything that we read yesterday. I just want to read a few verses today because that's probably as far as we'll get. It says, "And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, 'Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged.'" Now, yesterday we got in the broadcast to the middle of verse number 3, where it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Then it goes on and it makes this declaration. I want you to understand that this is a declaration from heaven. This is a declaration of angelic beings who are not predisposed to exaggeration. They are not deceptive. They speak the truth. They speak with divine or with heavenly insight. They speak, and what they say is true. It says this: "The whole earth is full of his glory." The whole earth is full of his glory. There is a saying in real estate that it is all about location, location, location. Everything is about location. And the implication of that is that there are some locations that are desirable, and there are some locations that are undesirable. So let me just tell you about the geographic location of Merit Assembly of God. We are 2 blocks north of 520. We are 2 blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We are 2 blocks east of Tropical Trail. We are 2 blocks south of Merit Avenue. So that's where we are. We are not visible from the main road, from any of the primary or the secondary or tertiary roads of that corridor. You cannot see our church until you are about a block away, and then you can see just the peak of our steeple poking up above some of the other buildings there. So if a real estate person was to examine Merit Assembly of God, they would say your location is no longer a prime spot. At one point in time, that was a residential area. The church, before it was a church, was a dance hall. And then they rebuilt they tore that structure down and they built this sanctuary back in the late 50s. If you come and see our church, we have worked very hard to maintain it and to improve it, to make sure that it does not look like something that is straight out of the history pages. It, we really have worked on improving that facility a great deal. Still a few things to do, but you know what? That's why they made tomorrow. So we have that location. So back in the day when that was a residential neighborhood, it was a great location because from what I've been told by some of the people is there were people there that they had 7, 8, 9, 10 kids, and they would come and they would bring and listen. That can do a lot to fill up a church. I know people throughout the county here that grew up in our church. There's a minister down in Palm Bay. He got saved at Merit Assembly of God. And so we are very, very thankful for the history of all of those things. But if you were to look and see that through the years since 1952, that the main thoroughfares have changed. The subdivision is no longer a residential area or not primarily residential. It's now primarily a small business district, a commercial district. And you wouldn't think that it would be a great location. But I want you to know that God does not see things geographically the way that man sees them. Here is what the seraphim declare besides the holiness of the Lord. They look upon the earth and they declare that the whole earth is full of his glory. It is full of his glory in his creation. It is full of his glory in his presence. He is an omnipresent God. That means he is present everywhere. It doesn't matter if you are in a jail cell, a prison cell, a hospital bed. It doesn't matter if you're shut in, if you are living in low-income housing or the most expensive mansion in Brevard County. Doesn't matter if you are on the mainland or beachside, on the northern end of the county or the southern end. Anywhere that you hear my voice right now, I want you to realize that the seraphim who spend their time in the presence of God, hovering around his throne, they declare that where you are right now, that spot is filled with the glory of God. It's not just rationed there. It's not a secret. It is there. And the way that you and I can avail ourselves of that is we can begin to praise him where we are. It says that God is enthroned on the praises of his people. Another translation says he inhabits the praises of his people. I want the king present in my life. I want the King of Kings present in my house. I want the King of Kings present in my car. I want the King of Kings present in our church. I want him present in our government. I want to praise him. And so instead of looking at your location or your situation or circumstance and saying that it is a horrible spot, that God has made a mistake in placing you where you are, you need to realize what the angels declared prior to this: holy, holy, holy is the Lord. God does not make mistakes. God does not make mistakes. Now, I will tell you that it never entered our minds when we were living in Oklahoma that my wife and I would end up pastoring in Brevard County, Florida, primarily because we had not heard of Brevard County, Florida. We had heard of Cocoa Beach. My uncle served in the military here. I had a cousin that was born here. And so I suppose there was some awareness of what it was, but we had never been here. We had been to Daytona. We'd been to St. Pete and to Orlando, but we'd never been to this part of the state of Florida. So it was... it would never have entered our mind that God would place us here. We would have never, in fact, when we moved to the church, someone asked my wife, they said, well, how long do you suppose that you're going to be living here? And my wife said, oh, we're probably not going to be living here very long because God's going to grow the church and we're going to be, and it was 7 years that we lived in that condition that we didn't think that we would be living there that long. So that was completely unexpected. But it would be wrong of us. It would be incorrect if we were saying that we thought that we would still be here after 23 years. We had gone to every ministry spot prior to this one and thinking that that was where we were going to be forever, whether it was out in the sticks in Texas, whether it was a youth pastor in Chicago or a youth pastor down in Melbourne. We thought that we were always going to be where that was, and God can, you know, would relocate us and place us where he wanted us. And so we had been through that for so many times that now when we came to Merit Assembly of God, our goal was, God, we probably are not going to be here forever. And so we just want to make sure that we leave the church in as good a shape as we can leave it in. We want to leave it in better shape when we leave than it was when we found it. We just want to be used for your glory here. And now we've been here for 23 years. I want you to know that in 23 years, there have been people saved. There have been people healed. There have been people filled with the Holy Spirit. There have been marriages that have been touched and marriages healed. There have been lives that have impacted and gone on to be a blessing to some of the largest churches in the world or in the country that spent significant periods of their life at Merit Assembly of God. They got involved in ministry at Merit Assembly of God, and God used those gifts. Right now, there's a pastor. He's an ordained minister pastoring in another state that spent a season of his development at Merit Assembly of God. And so we're very thankful. What I wanted to share with you is this: no matter what your circumstance or your location, right now, you have the potential of experiencing the glory of God right where you are at. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You don't have to get on an airplane and fly across the world to experience the glory of God. Right where you are at, God can cause you to experience his glorious presence. I think that is wonderful. We do not have to go chasing fantasies. We don't have to be going and chasing and saying, oh, he's over here or he's over there. Jesus warned us against that. What he wants us to do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add all the things that we need to us. Why don't we allow God, instead of chasing some fantasy, why don't we allow God to, by his glorious presence, transform our location and where we are at into a trophy of his glorious grace? That, you know, I remember when I was in Tulsa, I was working in a shoe department. I was the manager of a shoe department, and there was a lady, she's probably about the age that I am currently, and she was talking about how she was now having to enter back into the workforce because she had been married and they had a great life. She told the brand of car that she used to drive and all of that sort of stuff, and her husband decided to chase a fantasy. And so he traded his wife in on a younger model because he thought that that would be what would make him happy. And I want you to know that whenever I hear stories like that, first of all, ladies, if that's ever happened to you, I apologize on behalf of the men who were so short-sighted in doing those things. You see, I believe that God can take your marriage and make it a glorious marriage. I believe he can take your home and make it a glorious home. I believe that by his Spirit, Marriage Assembly of God is being transformed into a glorious house for the Lord, that the glory of the years to come will surpass the glory of the years that have already gone. You see, I continue to believe that God can transform a desert into a place of harvest and abundance. I believe that if he can do that geographically, he can do that relationally, he can do that spiritually. No matter what you're going through today, God can transform your world by his glorious presence. Can I get you to agree with the seraphim today that the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth? They said it this way: the whole earth is full of his glory. Can we declare that over our lives, over our workplaces today? Can you imagine what it would do if all of a sudden, you may be having an extremely rough day right now. You might have the radio on at work and going, having a very difficult day. And if that's where you are, why don't you just see if you can excuse yourself for just a moment, maybe make a trip to the restroom, lock the door, and just begin to say, God, this place is filled with the glory of the Lord. God, I just declare over Brevard County right now that Brevard County is filled with the glory of the Lord. I thank you, God, that our churches are filled with the glory of the Lord. They're not filled with the wisdom of men. They are filled with the glory of God, that where you are, there is life. Lord, I pray that our churches would be teeming with life. I pray that young people would be teeming with eternal life and joy and hope and peace that comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, I pray that strongholds that the enemy has erected that has caused people to believe that they were in a barren place, that they were in a desolate place, so a place of wilderness instead of a place of inhabitation. God, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would cause us to know that this is a glorious place. You do not make mistakes. I will not loathe my life. I will not complain about my life, but instead I will praise the King who has strategically and divinely placed me here for such a time as this, that he is going to work through me to make this place a place of his glorious presence. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You might not be able to make that declaration audibly. You might not be able to make it in a public thing, but I encourage you, wherever you are, maybe when you are journeying home today, you know that you're going home to a relationship that right now it's not representative of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I encourage you, while you're driving down the road, why don't you have a talk with Jesus? Why don't you begin to declare what the seraphim are already declaring? God, this place is filled with the glory of the Lord. This place is filled with the glory of the Lord. It said that as they spoke, that the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. The amazing thing is that God does not want to be kept a secret. God wants to be seen. He wants you to know him. The book of Ezekiel, I was reading through that in my devotions one time, and I just began to notice a phrase that kept coming up. It you know, a lot of times when people are reading the major prophets and all of the harsh things that are said, a lot of times it can be rather depressing. But when we begin to speak, or when we begin to look at those things, I began to notice phrases like this: then they shall know that I am the Lord. Then you will know that I am God. When I do this, then you will know that I am Lord of Lords. I began to notice statements like that, and I realized that what God was doing was he was operating, he was conducting himself in such a manner because he wants people to know him. So if that's the way that God operates, how much more should we be operating? Should we not be doing whatever we can do in a positive manner so that people will know the Lord that we know? I remember a statement from when I was much, much younger, and that is this: there are no undercover Christians. There are no undercover Christians. God has placed us. He's placed me. He's placed you because he wants people to know him. On May the 1st, our youth pastor was preaching. We had had my daughter's graduation that Friday night, and so he began to preach, and they had pastored a church in another state, and it was a very difficult, you know, struggling church, and they had some discussions. God, why did you place us here? This is a very difficult place. But there was a lady who came to church, and she brought her son to church, and she never missed church. She was always there, and she began to grow and thrive in her walk with Jesus. And then she had a medical condition, had to relocate to a different state, and then she perished. And so they were processing all of this information, and they realized that the reason that God had placed them as pastors in that church was because that lady needed them so that she could know Jesus, so because Jesus wanted to spend eternity with her. And I want you to know today, I'm not so concerned about how easy my life is. What I am concerned about is how effective I can be in introducing people to the God who wants them to know him. God bless you. You have a victorious day. Experience the glory of God. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.